From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Toyota's CEO is expected to announce a recall of 270,000 Prius hybrids today. He's called a news conference a day after the Japanese automaker acknowledged design flaws in the new Prius's anti-lock braking system. Dozens of complaints about the Prius brakes have been lodged in the U.S. and Japan. This comes amid Toyota's recall of millions of cars, trucks, and SUVs for faulty gas pedals. Wall Street will be watching closely this morning when the government releases its report on January unemployment in the U.S. Stocks dropped sharply yesterday amid worries that the nation's job market remains unstable. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 268 points after word that first-time claims for jobless benefits jumped last week. The sharp sell-off led to tumbling stocks today in Asia, as NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports.
Markets in Tokyo, Hong Kong, Taipei, and Seoul fell by about 3% today, leaving them at the lowest levels in about 5 months. Investors worried about slumping global demand unloaded emerging market stocks and commodities. Investors also dumped euros and bought dollars in Japanese yen on concerns that heavily indebted countries such as Greece, Portugal, and Spain could no longer afford fiscal stimulus measures to avoid further recession. Oil prices, meanwhile, dropped below $73 a barrel on Asian markets. Asian stocks outside Japan have fallen by about 10% this year. Last year, they rose 68% in response to strong government stimulus measures. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
It's a three-day weekend for many people on the East Coast. A major winter storm is expected to dump up to 2 feet of snow by tomorrow. Schools are closed today ahead of the storm, and airlines have canceled flights. Forecaster Bruce Terry is with the National Weather Service.
In addition to 1 to 2 feet of snow accumulation on the ground, it will become very windy later Friday night and Saturday. So in a lot of places, there's going to be near blizzard conditions or maybe blizzard conditions.
Washington, D.C., Baltimore, and Philadelphia will be taking direct hits. Ashley Bell lives in the Maryland suburbs of D.C. She says the snowy winter is getting old fast.
I want to just stay snug as a bug in a rug at home, not have to deal with my car, just kind of dig it out in the spring, let the sun do it.
A state of emergency is in effect in Virginia, where the National Guard is on standby. Haiti's government has now charged 10 Baptist missionaries with kidnapping. The group tried to take 33 children out of the country after last month's deadly earthquake, believing all had been orphaned or abandoned. A judge in Haiti says the group lacked sufficient paperwork when it tried to cross the border into the Dominican Republic with the children. This is NPR News from Washington. The Nigerian student at the center of a plot to blow up a Northwest Airlines flight on Christmas Day has given federal authorities intelligence on a radical preacher they've been chasing for years. NPR's Dina Temple-Rostin reports.
Officials tell NPR that Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, the 23-year-old charged with taking explosives onto a U.S. plane, has turned on the imam who is his teacher in Yemen. The imam is Anwar al-Awlaki. He was born in the U.S. He's suspected of having links to several of the 9/11 attackers, the alleged shooter at Fort Hood, and now Abdulmutallab. Awlaki has been an al-Qaeda propagandist, but NPR has learned that more recently he moved to the operational side of al-Qaeda's arm in the Arabian Peninsula. Authorities believe Abdulmutallab was his first trainee. The news that Abdulmutallab is helping with that part of the investigation comes just days after a top Obama administration official made clear that any Americans hanging out with terrorist suspects were fair game for a U.S. strike. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
A bombing in Pakistan today has killed at least 11 people. Police in southern Pakistan say the attack targeted Shiite Muslim worshippers in the city of Karachi. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he can't say for sure whether Israel and the Palestinians are thoroughly investigating claims that civilians were targeted during last year's fighting in Gaza. The UN General Assembly had called on both sides to check out any such allegations by today. In his report, Ban says Israel has investigated 150 separate incidents. He says a Palestinian commission to investigate abuses wasn't formed until late last month. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.